The Daily Show on Comedy Central has a new senior international correspondent. South African comedian Trevor Noah joined Jon Stewart earlier this week and started by reminding the audience that it's not just Europe that has to worry about terrorism.
Like, sometimes it just feels like Africa's the Vegas of Islamic terror. What happens in Africa stays in Africa.
That was a tremendous accent.
Trevor Noah, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me, Arun.
So congratulations on the Daily Show. We saw your second appearance on Thursday night. That's a big deal.
Yeah, it really is. I think it's a little stinking in, but I'm enjoying every moment.
Let's go back to your first performance. This was in December. It started off kind of risky with a joke that at first seemed kind of lame.
Yeah, I just flew in and boy, are my arms tired.
Okay. All right there, oldie but a goodie. Very nice. That's...
No, seriously. I've been holding my arms like this since I got here. Yeah. I never thought I'd be more afraid of police in America than in South Africa.
You're at that point holding your arms up like you're surrendering to police.
Yes, yes. I guess that was the fun of the joke. I could see the disappointment on people's faces when they thought that was genuinely the line that I was opening with, which was part of the fun.
And going on to talk about, you know, your friends who are afraid of the Ebola risks in coming to America.
Yes, yes. You know, people were looking to countries like South Africa saying, oh, you're an Ebola threat when flying into America, whereas America had more Ebola cases than we had because we had none.
It's also kind of a risky way to start off there by you're taking some jabs at your new audience, at their country.
Yeah, well, what I've always said about comedy is I think if you do it in the right way, you can say anything to anybody because they know where you're coming from. I guess they know it's not malicious or there's no malintent.
So on your appearances in The Daily Show so far, you fall into a shtick with Jon where it's sort of like he's kind of playing the straight guy, like he's the dumb American and you're kind of having fun at his expense. Do you think you'll keep going with that, or is that going to change up as you?
Oh, I think we'll change it up depending on the story. That's the fun thing. But I think right now it helps with certain stories because Jon has to ask the questions that maybe people are afraid themselves to ask. Mm. If he's willing to take that stance, then you open yourself up to an audience where nobody's going to go, I'm afraid to say I don't know what Davos is. I'm afraid to say I don't know who the Boko Haram are. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess Jon has been kind enough to offer himself up sacrificially.
And you talked about a lot of heavy stuff on The Daily Show so far. The Charlie Hebdo attacks, racial profiling and poverty. And in your stand-up, you're known for tackling topics like AIDS. I'm guessing, though, there are some sillier, lighter topics you'd like to take on.
Oh, definitely, all the time. I always say people always remember those things, which I guess is a good thing, but I have the silliest jokes you will ever hear.
I enjoy your traffic lights. Just standing there watching people obey them. I've never seen anything like it in my life. Because, I mean, we do have traffic lights in Africa, but we don't use them the same way. It's almost like we saw them here and just brought them over just to fit in, you know? People were just like, what are these? These are the brand new traffic lights. What are they for? Ah, just adds atmosphere to the intersection, huh?
Well, for people who don't know about your background, your stand-up, and your work before The Daily Show, one of the things that you usually share is that you were born a crime.
Yes.
Explain that to people.
Well, I was born in South Africa during apartheid, a system of laws that made it illegal for people to mix in South Africa. And this was obviously awkward because I grew up in a mixed family. My mother's a black woman, South African, Xhosa woman. And that's one of the clicks. That's not your mic malfunctioning. And my father's Swiss from Switzerland. So I grew up in a world where my existence in itself was a crime. And luckily, the country changed by the time I was 10 years old. So I did not have to, I think, suffer through as much as my parents did.
Leaving aside The Daily Show, because that's obviously a friendly audience, in terms of doing stand-up, who's the tougher audience, Americans or South Africans?
That's interesting. That's interesting. I would say Americans may be tougher, only because they've seen so much stand-up comedy. That's really what it is. People, they almost know what to expect, and you have to work harder to give them something different and something new. Whereas in South Africa, because the comedy scene is so new, because we've only had comedy since the really since democracy started in 1994. So you're looking at a young comedy scene. But at the same time, I feel like South Africans are less PC. We're a fresher nation. We laugh at more. We haven't gotten to the point where we're afraid to offend everyone, so we say nothing. And that's a really interesting thing for me in America is where it's interesting to see how afraid people are or how much censorship people put on themselves.
There's this notion that a lot of people have that great comedy or a lot of great comedy has its roots in great pain or in struggle. It may be hard for you to do this as a thought experiment, but do you think you would have been a comedian had you not grown up in South Africa?
I genuinely don't know that. I think I may have become a comedian. I think because I still got it from my family. My mother's extremely funny. My grandfather was the funniest in the family. So it was something I feel that's been in the family on my mother's side for a while. My father's Swiss, so humor doesn't play too well on his side. Everything is matter of fact, and there's chocolate involved. But but when it comes to my mother's side of the family, that was really the one currency we had was laughter, and that's really what it is. It's just, you know, your laughter takes you through everything.
South African comedian Trevor Noah is a new senior international correspondent on The Daily Show. Thanks so much. It was great speaking with you.
Thank you very much, Arun. Thank you very much for having me.